It's going to be cold today. We have a high of only 20 degrees with wind chills at or below zero, at least through the morning hours. Tomorrow and Sunday, it looks like we're going to warm to near 40, 45 maybe on Monday. For the second year in a row, the risk of major flooding on the Mississippi River is high. The National Weather Service in the Quad Cities has released its first spring flood outlook. Hydrologist Jessica Brooks says more snow is on the ground in Minnesota and Wisconsin compared to this time last year, and its water content is high.
We have 95% confidence that those gauges are going to at least reach moderate flood stage. With this graphic, though, I would say a lot of the Mississippi is very close to a 95th percentile for major flood stage, so we have pretty high confidence that we're going to be nearing or exceeding even major flood stage along much of the Mississippi River.
On the other hand, Brooks says this winter in the Quad Cities has been warmer with less snow, and the soil is not as saturated and frozen as last year. In addition, major flooding is not forecast for most local tributaries.
As long as we have those really wet soils to our north, and in such a large capacity to our north, that threat's going to be there. Is it going to happen? You know, that's going to depend on lots of additional things working together to have that happen.
For Lock and Dam 15 of the Quad Cities, Brooks says normally there's a 22% chance of major flooding, but under current conditions, she says it's more like 95%. The next spring flood outlook will be released in 2 weeks. We're working very hard to try to keep East Moline on the map. That was the message from Mayor Reggie Freeman during his annual State of the City address to members of the Rotary Club yesterday. He says the Bend development, with its Hyatt Hotel, event center, and restaurants, plus concerts at the nearby Rust Belt, are bringing more people to his city and more investment. And he's pleased with all the improvements downtown.
We work well hand in hand with the Main Street Downtown Business Association, and we meet monthly working with them, looking at the point of not only bringing in new businesses, but also looking at the point of trying to upgrade some streetscape down in that area.
Improvements are also underway in the Watertown neighborhood, the I-5 corridor, and the John Deere has plans for a major investment in the Harvester Works. Mayor Freeman says city leaders are also starting to work on a new long-range plan that'll strengthen East Moline's finances and encourage even more development in the future. A bipartisan group of lawmakers wants to transform the way legislative district boundaries are created in Illinois. Brian Mackey has more.
The big idea is to have an independent commission draw legislative districts. It happens every 10 years after the census. Now, that work is done by whatever party controls state government. In Illinois, that's presently Democrats. The commission would be picked by two members of the Illinois Supreme Court, and there would be all kinds of restrictions. State Representative Tara Costa Howard is a Democrat from Glen Ellyn and chief sponsor of the amendment. She says it's just a starting point for negotiations.
I think the point is that you do want to have people with a depth and breadth of experience in so many areas that really can help.
The idea has a small group of bipartisan supporters. It remains to be seen whether Democratic legislative leaders and Governor J.B. Pritzker will get behind it. I'm Brian Mackey.
In basketball, Iowa lost to Indiana 89-77. In hockey, the Blues lost to Vegas 6-5 in overtime. The Storm will host Fayetteville three times this weekend, tonight, tomorrow night, and again Sunday afternoon.